In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Everywhere you look, you're surrounded by death. Turn on the TV and see your brothers and sisters in Christ being martyred by the legions of Satan. Look at home and see yet another friend, another family member getting sicker and sicker as you watch them die. Meanwhile, you contend with your own mortality. You can't do anything to stop or prevent it. You can't fight or change it. You will die. And what of sin? Turn on the TV, jump on your phone, get on the computer, and there's plenty of opportunities for it. Like St. Paul, the good you want to do, you do not. Yet the evil you don't want to do, you do. Yes, the devil entices you, but your flesh delights in it. Yet all sin, whether you're a hapless victim or a happy and willing accomplice, all sin separates you from God and damns you to hell. Repent. This is the chief difference in the requests of St. Salome and St. Dismas. She asks that Jesus would favor her sons over the others simply because they're her sons. No one would fault a mother's love, but it's the perfect illustration of how sin and pride work. Yes, they shall suffer for Jesus' sake, and St. James will give his very life for that confession. Yes, they shall drink his cup, but she asks for more. She asks for that which God has not given. St. Dismas, on the other hand, and perhaps you're wondering who exactly that is, it's a name given by tradition. He is the one to whom it has been given to be seated at Jesus' right hand, there on one of Golgotha's crosses. He too is baptized with Jesus' baptism into death as he dies with Christ, drinking his cup. And yet he simply asks to be remembered when Jesus comes into his glorious kingdom. He will receive in faith whatever Jesus knows to be best to give. And he is exalted to paradise. What shall you do? Where shall you turn? The people of God are a small remnant, insignificant in the eyes of men. Pray like Mordecai amongst the Persians. Pray like Elijah during the time of famine and drought. Pray like St. Dismas upon the cross. Pray the Lord to spare you and have mercy upon you. Pray in the confidence that your prayers are answered. Behold, the Son of Man comes to give his life as a ransom. Jesus comes to bear in his own body all of your sorrows. He comes to be tempted for you. He comes to be destroyed and annihilated by your enemies in your place. He comes to take your place under the Father's wrath, the law's accusations, and hell's torments. Son of Man comes to give his life as a ransom for you. Jesus is your ransom, who purchases you with his own precious blood and innocent sufferings and death. You belong to him and are reconciled to his Father. In him you live free, healed and made whole. The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom that you may live eternally. This is why you are instructed to pray in boldness and confidence. This is how your prayers are answered already. For your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. To sit at his right and left in his kingdom, then, isn't prepared for you, but for those two criminals upon Golgotha. And yet a place in Jesus' kingdom is yours. Bearing your cross in this life, you die as Jesus died. Yet you are baptized with the baptism pouring from Jesus' pierced side. You are baptized into his death and burial, born again from above by water and the Spirit. And for this, you shall rise as Jesus is risen. So you drink the cup which Jesus drank. You drink and suffer as he suffered. But you drink the cup of Jesus' blood. He presses to your lips, not the cup of judgment, the cup of salvation, overflowing with the price of your ransom, redemption, and reconciliation. As you call upon the name of the Lord, you drink, and your sins are forgiven. You shall rise as Jesus is risen. The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom. Your prayers are answered. Your enemies, sin, death, the devil, and even your own fallen flesh shall not overtake you. Jesus overcomes them all by the wood of his cross. He turns your mourning into feasting as he rises on the third day. Thus the account ends as it began. Jesus goes his way to be the sacrifice and to win the world for himself. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. In Jesus' name, amen.